This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it is Monday morning, and you have questions. Many, many questions.
Ask Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
Time once again for Ask Shelley. Send your questions to Shelley at fm99.com, and she answers them every Monday morning at right around this time. Lots of questions rolling in. You'll be happy to know none of these questions have anything to do with the inauguration or the Women's March. Just so you know. Question number one, dear Shelley. What is the difference between a DWI and a DUI? You hear them both used, but I can never tell the difference. Signed, Jerry.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah. I never really thought about it, but they essentially mean the same thing. I mean, obviously, that according to DUI versus DWI.org, both DUI and DWI refer to the illegal act of driving a vehicle while impaired by alcohol and or drugs. The chief difference lies in what the letters mean, they say. DUI designates driving under the influence. DWI, driving while intoxicated. Some states actually classify them as separate crimes. They also say DUI is sometimes the lesser charge in some states. So let's look at Virginia.
Yes, let's look at Virginia.
According to a Virginia law office that comes up first when you Google, in Virginia courts, you're charged with a violation under 18.2-266, typically written DWI. It stands for driving while intoxicated. So it's usually an alcohol charge. DUI, DWI, it's all the same charge. It's all the same offense, according to this Virginia law office.
Okay.
The Virginia DMV site lists them together as well. They say while Virginia no longer distinguishes between driving under the influence and driving while intoxicated, a statute outlines a subtle difference between the two forms of drunk driving. Because a lot of this is looking at it in the form of punishment. They don't really, it's the same punishment for DWI or DUI.
Right, but one has a slight hint of tarragon.
As you go through the statute speak, it sounds like if they use a breathalyzer or a blood sample, they will then write DWI. And if they observe you as under the influence, then they'll use DUI.
Oh, really? All right.
That's what it looks like. That's what I was able to take. I mean, it was definitely lawyer speak, so.
Yes.
Obtained from the substance and the outline of Virginia Code 41-100.
Sounds very official to me. Very official. dear Shelley, what's really in the middle of a Kit Kat bar? Is that a cookie or what? Why don't they brag about it like every other candy bar does? Signed, Casey.
Casey Silly. The Today Show looked into this a few years back. They said, Kit Kat lovers, prepare to have your minds blown. The creamy filling between the crispy wafers of the classic chocolate bar is not made only with chocolate. There is some chocolate in there, but a BBC documentary revealed that the inside layers of the bar are made up of ground-up Kit Kats. So meta. It's Kit Kats in the Kit Kat.
It's like Soylent Green. It's people.
Nestle answered saying the filling between the wafer of the Kit Kat is made from cocoa liquor, sugar, and a small amount of reworked Kit Kat, which then made people tweet which came first, the Kit Kat or the reworked Kit Kat for the first one.
They had to get the first ones from somewhere.
Yeah.
I understand that the rest of them are just ground up parts of other ones that broke into pieces. I get it.
Yes.
I told you, my brother-in-law works at the Pop-Tart factory. It's all the broken Pop-Tarts you can carry home at night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a win.
For days.
Yeah.
According to a spokesperson, the first batch would not have included reworked Kit Kats.
No. Not the first batch. And then finally this, dear Shelley. Hey, guys, I have an important Ask Shelley question. Why are people named William called Bill, Richard called Dick, and Robert called Bob? This came to us from the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page.
The Wikipedia page for Bob says that on its own, it is a name, although in the year 2000, only 50 babies born were named Bob.
Wow.
And last year, it was the 2,401st most popular name. So, not a lot of Bobs
so,
anymore.
So, Bob is a nickname. A lot of babies were named Robert, but naming them just Bob, like Bob Cratchit from the Christmas, you know. I say, Bob, old boy.
This is my baby, Bob.
Baby Bob?
Yeah.
Baby Bob.
But yeah, it is short for Robert, and here's how. It's like a pet name, the way people call me Shells or Shell or Shelly Belly or whatever.
Shelly Vision.
Which, Shelly Belly is weird, but as an adult, but a hot chick that works here called me that the other day, and I was kind of like, oh, that's cute.
Funny how that works.
Yeah,
it's sexual harassment if the gorilla in the back bothers you while you're making copies. But, let the Ryan Gosling guy say something about how great your butt looks and There's no harassment there. Are you? So, Sean's raising his hand. He's actually holding a banana.
You.
So, yeah, pet name. That's what happened to Robert. It became Rob, and then they just kind of rhymed. Rhyming was popular in the Middle Ages, they say. So rhyming names were popular.
Oh, really?
So Richard became Rick, which then became Hick or Dick, because those were popular.
Right.
Then.
I'm a Richard. I'm a Dick.
Yeah. I don't think it meant what you think it means now.
No, it's things have changed.
William became Will, which then rhymed to Bill, and Robert became Rob, Hob, Dob, Knob, or Bob.
Ah,
you're gonna say slob.
Slab.
Ah, got me.
Slab the bob.
Slab the knob.
Knob.
Bob. Bob.
Bob. Bob.
Neek.
Hey, well, you have questions and she has answers. It's Ask Shelley. And we do it every Monday right around this time.